Welcome to the third parak of Eicha. I think sighing is the appropriate thing to do when it comes to Eicha. Eicha, parak Gimel, is a more personal account of the destruction. Because even though, yes, there were different Levim who predicted the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, but I'm the only one who experienced it firsthand. Yirmiyah talks about the inexplicable suffering he endured. Hashem refused to accept tefillahs. And by the way, on Tisha B'Av, we do that. If you remember, we miss out certain parts to talk about tefillahs being accepted, certain parts of Kaddish, even the Aron Kodesh, we take the paruchas off. It's very, very sad. Yirmiyah despaired, but he comforted himself that Hashem's kindness hasn't ceased. Hashem's kindness is still there, and therefore it's worthwhile trusting that Hashem will ultimately save us. He says that Hashem, you know, ultimately everything Hashem does is fair. It may be difficult, maybe challenging, maybe tremendously painful, but there's a long-term fairness over there. Suffering is not random, you know, as Aleph-based structure here implies. It's directly, it's given directly, and it's given, you know, commensurate to what we deserve. Hashem calls us as a nation to be wandering in the desert. You know, but nevertheless, we can still thank Hashem, we can still hope in Hashem, and that the retribution will ultimately be pulled on our enemies one day. It's very important. By the way, part of tshuva is to realize that there is meaning in suffering. You know, it's not random. And there is a very important pasuk here, pasuk Lamed Ches, which is Mepi Elyon Lo Teitzei Ha'Ra'as V'Hatov. Hatov is that Pi Elyon, excuse me, Lo Teitzei Ra'as. I think I'll probably look the pasuk up fully, but nevertheless, it's probably quoted from the pasuk. I apologize. From Hashem's mouth, evil will not emanate. Actually, also evil and good won't emanate. There is a big machlokes exactly what that means. There's a Josh Saran, there's a Kuzari, and does it mean that Hashem? There's also a Rambam, by the way. And there's some who say it means that Hashem doesn't actively do evil. In other words, Hashem, when he does kindness, Hashem does it direct. So you can't compare good and bad. When Hashem does evil, he just removes his hashgacha and automatically evil happens. And as he does it in a less direct way, there are some who say that. Others understand the pasuk a little bit differently, but it's a key pasuk, just philosophically, very key pasuk. That is Perek Gimel.